All right, so you have some big news about the expansion of the Riverwalk, and when you look at what you do at the Harbor District each and every day, you kind of strike that balance between urban development and environmental restoration. And for those that don't know, just walk us through and tell us where the geographic area of the Harbor District is that you work in each and every day, Tia.
Yeah, I have the pleasure of working right on the water every day. So the Inner Harbor is our where our offices are located, but the Harbor District is between the Third Ward and Milwaukee Bayview neighborhood. And then from about 1st or 2nd Street, and I claim into the middle of the lake because we're doing some work on the Milwaukee Breakwater.
Ah, okay. And how's the organization funded? You're also a business improvement district as well?
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit as well as a business improvement district. So the nonprofit, you know, we've been funded by a mix of generous donors throughout the years, Rockwell Community Foundation and Fund for Lake Michigan and the Brico Fund have been longstanding partners to make sure that someone is kind of paying attention to this area of the city and working on it 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm. Good. So what is the progress or what's the new progress that's being made on the Riverwalk expansion? Yesterday's news was big for the organization, actually big for the entire region, I think, and a long time coming. And when you get that component of funding that comes in for a project that you want to complete, you got to celebrate it.
Oh, 100%. Yesterday's news was huge. The city announced a $14.7 million grant that came from President Biden's infrastructure investments through the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. So this will match a $15 million investment by the city. And this money will be used to invest in the longest stretch of Riverwalk in the city of Milwaukee, built at one time. It'll be just over 3/4 of a mile. It's going to be done in two phases. The first phase will be all of the trail components and the lighting and the landscaping so people can get down there and use it right away. That's going to go to RFP, so people will be able to bid on the project right away this fall. And then the second phase will be shortly thereafter completed in 2026, and that'll have some much needed and demanded public restrooms,
a
new kayak and boat dock, an overlook, and an area that we call the node.
All right. What's the node all about?
So the node is a section that will provide aquatic habitat and allow the public a little bit closer access to the water.
All right. Tia Torhurst is the CEO of Milwaukee's Harbor District. When we come back, more talk about the long-term vision of Harbor District. Harbor Fest is coming up this Sunday and much, much more. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Tia Torhurst. Tia is the CEO of Milwaukee's Harbor District. Big announcement yesterday that will expand the Riverwalk in the Harbor District. Now, Tia, in terms of the development of the Riverwalk, obviously it kind of starts in Schlitz Park, comes through downtown all the way to the Harbor District. There are some portions of that Riverwalk that still need to be completed. I mean, that's the long-term vision, obviously, to complete, to make it truly walkable from the south all the way to the north.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talk about our Riverwalk much like other communities talk about their Riverwalks, but Milwaukee's truly is special. If you go to Houston, you're actually a little disappointed if you know Milwaukee's, because you're like, what? We have this amazing Riverwalk, and Houston seems to get a lot of prep for it.
Yeah, good, good. Let's kind of look back a couple of years in terms of like the history of the Harbor District and what it was and what it's becoming and how it kind of plays into what you're doing and what your board wants to happen for the long-term vision of the transformation of the neighborhood. What does that look like for you?
Yeah, so our goal is to kind of walk that fine line between transformation and enhancement. The district already has so many amazing things. We have three large, very large corporations. We have many, many small and medium-sized businesses. We want to continue to provide that access to family-supporting jobs, and we want to support those businesses to stay in the district and thrive. But then another component is we also want to improve the environment due to the historical impacts of that industry in the district. you know, long ago, there weren't the regulations that kept nasty chemicals out of our soil and water. Mm-hmm. So we work with government and businesses to try and clean that up.
Yeah.
And then the important part of that is because we think that the water is something that it's one of the most important natural resources in Milwaukee. And we want to allow people to have easy access to it and enjoy it. We want to make sure that we can get people connected to nature. We know that provides so many benefits. You know, that looks a little different in the urban environment.
Yeah.
But being able to walk along the water, enjoy fishing, or just get out and simply enjoy the birds and other creatures that share our space is something everyone should have access to do.
Yeah. Probably the one thing, you know, people will see the big Michaels building as you drive, you know, south or north. And that's a signature component of the redevelopment of the area. But also the UWM School of Freshwater Sciences is kind of tucked in back, but that's a huge research hub and a vital part of the neighborhood.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are home to the first school of freshwater science in the country. There's only three in the world. It's really a gem that is in our community.
So what else are you looking at in terms of economic opportunities? Is it a mix of small retail, looking at more restaurant, more corporate offices? Are you looking at it all? Like, how do you make those economic development choices?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so one of the main drivers is how we kind of we think about what the community asked for. And we want to make sure that there's opportunities for those family supporting jobs. We want to make sure there's opportunities for people to live by the water and affordably so. So Milwaukee Harbor District has three new huge apartment complexes coming online in the next 3 years.
Nice.
So you don't need to be rich to live by the water. Right. You can come live in the Harbor District and have access to the opportunities there. And you know, we have a bunch of really micro businesses as well. We have three kind of incubator spaces in the Harbor District in kind of old former industrial buildings that house a ton of tiny businesses.
Yeah. And what I really enjoy and appreciate about all the business improvement districts in the city is how you collaborate with the other districts, because it's really about connecting all the neighborhoods to enhance opportunity and walkability and placemaking. So that's a big part of what you do. And having events like Sunday's Harbor Fest is a really good way to get people to the district to showcase, wow, you can park once and you can kind of walk all over and experience not only the Harbor District, but all the neighborhoods around it. So when we come back, I want to have you give me the full rundown of what's happening Sunday at Harbor Fest. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, a big weekend of community events. Doors open all weekend long. And Harbor Fest on Sunday in Milwaukee's beautiful Harbor District. Tia Torhorst joins us, the CEO of Milwaukee's Harbor District. Tia, I heard a rumor about a sturgeon parade. If there's nothing more Wisconsin than a sturgeon parade, I need to know more about this.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a full life-size sturgeon that you can meet at the Harborview Plaza and walk down the street and participate in blessing the baby sturgeons before we release hundreds of them into Lake Michigan.
All right. And is this an annual event, or is it just kind of a repackaging of something that you're like, all right, We need a thing.
This year is a new, the life-size sturgeon is new.
Is new? Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll be there for the life-size sturgeon for sure and the releasing of the sturgeon into the lake. So give us all the details about Harbor Fest. Where, when, what it all entails, who's involved, the musical acts. Give us the full rundown.
Yeah. So I'll talk fast, but everybody can go to our website and find out more details if I talk too fast. but it's Sunday from 11 to 3.
Okay.
And it's where Greenfield hits the lake. So head all the way east on Greenfield and you'll find us. So
if you just kind of take Water Street through downtown, hit Greenfield and park anywhere in that area, is that?
Yeah.
Like, so what are the parking tips?
Yeah. So parking tips are, we have lots of open parking lots this weekend. So again, there's a map on our website. Okay. Rockwell has opened up a ton of their parking lots, so people can easily do that. Komatsu has also opened up their parking lot. We try and reserve some of those spots for people who have a little bit mobility issues, some seniors. So if you can take the walk, because we have great food that you can burn off those calories and take advantage of. We also have amazing entertainment. We have Alyssa Dominguez joining us. We have Salsa Burrito, Salsa Burritas Milwaukee. We have Bembe Drum and Dance. We have David H.B. Drake and Ill Threads Milwaukee rolls out the rounds out the entertainment. We also have a new fun thing this year. You can take a water taxi. So you can jump on the water taxi at either Barnacle Buds, Boone and Crockett, or at Casera at River One, and hop on over to Harborfest, or you can take the boat from Harborfest to any of those places and have a drink, have a snack, and come on back.
And it's all free to attend.
All free.
No charge for the water taxi either?
No charge.
Wow. Could you see water taxis becoming a more permanent part of our transit infrastructure? Please say yes, because I mean, water taxis.
So someone should be inspired by this.
I think we've kind of tried a couple little pilot programs, it seems, through the years, but we've never kind of gone all in. It seems like something we need.
I totally agree.
All right, let's keep that on the list for sure. Are you also part of Doors Open? Are there buildings that are part of that event?
Yeah, so you can get a tour of the School of Freshwater Sciences. Hmm. You can learn about all of the fascinating things that is going on right here in our community. And then one other place in the Harbor District, TIP. The Model Railroad Club has their headquarters in the Harbor District.
Really? How long has that been there?
Very good question. A long time.
All right.
But you can find it. It's just down the street from Alley Boys.
Okay.
And it's at 215 East National. It's only open this day once a year. So it's a really special treat.
All right. So you can get a sense of all that's going on in the water, but the old school model railroads, you got to get to the Harbor District for this one day only opportunity to see that museum. Truly, truly cool. So what else does the Harbor District need long term? I know you talked a little bit in the last segment about how you're doing economic development, but what's on your wish list?
Yeah, so every day we wake up trying to figure out how to get people better access to the water and meaningful access. So there's the only county boat ramp that's downtown is in the Harbor District. It's called the Bruce Street Boat Ramp. You know, we are going to be taking a look at that and seeing if we can make it a little bit better. We got a grant from the Wisconsin Coastal Management Association to look at that, see if we can, you know, give people a really great place to view Light the Hone, as well as, you know, a safer and more enjoyable boat launch experience.
Very good. Tia Torhorst, the CEO of Milwaukee's Harbor District. Thanks for your time this morning. All the best this weekend. Have a great event on Sunday.
Thanks, Jeff.